Well, there's a simple rule that if you do not accept that there's a problem, you can't solve the problem. And I mean, we have a crisis across all our hospitals. It manifests in the emergency department, which is the bottleneck for all of the other problems in your primary care, the lack of beds in your nursing homes, your community hospitals, and then, of course, the lack of investment in beds in the major hospitals. So all of that bottlenecks in emergency departments. And people will tell you, in all of our major hospitals, be it Sligo, Letterkenny, Galway, you know, there's a profound crisis there. So you have to accept that. And what worries me is when there's a denial coming from the minister, then we won't have the solutions that we need.
Would you foresee then what you've termed as a profound crisis getting all the more worse in the weeks ahead, Deputy McLaughlin?
Oh, indeed. I mean, I'd be thinking of our doctors and nurses that are working in these conditions. You know, it is just so tough every day to get up and go into those conditions. And of course, there's the patients particularly worried about elderly people, people who are vulnerable in terms of illnesses, of course, young children, all of these sectors. And, you know, the fact is that it has to be honest about this, that there was an underinvestment in our hospitals over a long period that's left us, you know, in the situation. And I just want to see a minister who accepts, yes, that is the case, and I'm going to tackle it, not to tell us, you know, that what we see in front of our own eyes isn't a reality. And you know, the horror stories continue all the time from people going through the emergency department, from people working in the hospitals. So we just need to accept that this is not a service that is good enough for our people, and we're going to change it and invest in it properly. That's what I want to hear from the minister.